Hey, let's talk about Susan, Susan, last name Schouweiler. It's an 84-year-old female, been admitted to hospice with failure to thrive. Patient has significant history of weight loss, history of rheumatoid arthritis, multiple falls, failure to thrive, anemia, protein count, and malnutrition. Patient was recently in the emergency room with hemoglobin 5.2, received 2 units of packed RBCs, 2 feet in the abdomen, pelvic showed bilateral pulmonary embolus, and multiple pulmonary nodules invading mediastinal, right hilar, retroperitoneal lymphadenopathy, and mesenteric low density lymph nodes or nodules. This is very much consistent with neoplasm, most likely lung. Period. Patient had also had pleural effusion, which causing patient shortness of breath with history of emphysema. Patient has lost weight, has protein, calorie, malnutrition, severe muscle wasting. She's been she's a smoker and with history of COPD. Period. She lives with her daughter Laura, L-A-U-R-A, S-C-H-O-U-W-E-I-L-E-R. Who has agreed for patients to be placed on hospice? Patient is not a candidate for chemo radiation at this time period. The paragraph patient has a KPS score of 40%, is in severe pain, and requires pain medication around the clock period. Hospice will provide patient the pain and the support that she needs before she passes on. Furthermore, period. Furthermore, patient sleeping now much better with the help of pain medication. Is bedbound, bowel and bladder incontinence, and sleeps about 12 to 16 hours a day. Overall prognosis remains poor, expected to live less than, this is expected to live less than 6 months given above findings. Thank you.